You're listening to Triple Radio on the Fat Gatsby Network.
No.
All right.
Find a better song. Oh boy, Macho Man.
Baby. Welcome to Triple Radio. This Ooh, is yeah. Tim. Weiss is here.
Hi.
Dave is here.
I'm here.
And joining us once again is Darren DeMarco.
Happy to be Ooh. Here.
Yeah. Good. Welcome,
How
Darren.
You guys doing.
Thank
yeah, I haven't
you,
talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
What have
people been up to?
I missed you guys.
Nice. It's gonna be nice to catch up.
Yeah.
All right. So we are here today to have a fight and hurt each other's feelings.
We're gonna throw down.
Right. We're gonna throw down over the top 10-5, 5-10, top DS, the best DS games that were ever released, ever.
Ever.
It's a good system.
Oh my god.
It's a huge library.
Two screens.
I think we have
two screens worth of games.
I think
now that we don't have to talk about PSP or pretend that it would make the top portables
list. Whatever its feelings.
Yeah, now that we've ushered PSP out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we have a massive list of nominees to trim down here. And I'll just roll.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just gonna name it.
Roll right. with it.
We got Dragon Quest IV, Dragon Quest V, Dragon Quest IX.
Sorry, Dragon Quest VI.
It just wasn't
it's really
as good.
Not. Yeah, yeah. It's not as good as the other.
I was disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Mario Kart DS. We got Nintendogs. Picross 3D. Mm-hmm. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Ace Attorney Justice for All, Ace Attorney Trials and Tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Sorry Apollo Justice.
Sorry Apollo Justice. And Miles Edgeworth.
Yeah, no, that's still need
yeah,
to play that.
We got Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow, Castlevania Portrait of Ruin.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Order of Ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
I was curious if anybody had a special love for that game or not.
I haven't actually played it.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not actually that great.
It's all right. Yeah. I don't remember shit.
It's like an autopilot Castlevania.
That's so sad, but not wrong.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Oh, I am recording. Okay, good.
You don't remember?
Oh, we got, okay. No, I just want to make... I'm so paranoid about this setup that...
Oh, yeah.
We got Contra 4, Sonic Rush, Shin Megami Tensei, Devil Survivor, Advance Wars Dual Strike, Os, Tatsuke, Oendan, Moro, Neketsu Rhythm Damashi, Os, Tatsuke, Oendan 2.
Say the next one.
Elite Beat
In
Agents.
That voice. No, in that
Elite
voice.
Beat Agents.
Very good. Os.
We have 999, 9 Persons, 9 Hours, 9 Doors, Mystery Dungeon, Sheeran the Wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
I put that one on there.
Mm-hmm.
Medios.
I had that written for a couple things on the last list.
The World Ends With You. Dragon Quest Heroes Rocket Slime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Given our portable generation, I think that game might do better than I thought.
Yeah.
Better.
We got Metroid Prime Pinball, Kirby Canvas Curse, Kirby Mass Attack, Radiant Historia, Henry Hatsworth, The Puzzling Adventure. A Puzzling Adventure?
I don't remember. If that makes sense.
Yeah. What
All right.
This
Contact, Ghost Trick, and Super Princess Peach has been added to the list.
Last minute addition to the roster here.
How did it get there? She was crying, so I had to add
it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got like 30 games on this list.
All right, we're done.
If not more. So there you go. There's our top 30 unordered. That's a podcast. All right.
All right. What can we lose?
How do we? All right. Do we want to do lose or locks first here?
Lose or locks?
Lose or locks?
Maybe we should start with locks. Cage.
All right. Let's do some lockdown.
All right.
Lock it down.
I feel like some Dragon Quest games are going to be in the conversation later on.
Mm-hmm.
Are all three of them going to be in the conversation later on?
For top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Go Dragon Quest.
Wow.
Mario Kart DS, that going to be in the conversation?
Amazingly, I could lose it. It's a great game. I think it's a really good Mario Kart, but I think we're probably going to have,
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat,
oddly enough.
Yeah, fuck Mario Kart DS.
Wow, I think we need to keep it on so people will listen to this podcast, guys.
No, it's not for them. This is for us.
We'll leave it there.
It's a
really good game.
Put it like a tilde next to it.
All right, there.
That's good.
All right, there we go.
All right. I guess we're just kind of skimming down the list.
What about Picross?
I think Picross 3D is a
that's a lock. Yeah,
that is a lock.
Nintendogs is not a lock for me. Anybody else?
No, I've never played Nintendogs.
All right,
I like real dogs, but I just think
real dogs. Put real dogs on.
I think Nintendogs is.
That's good.
I think Nintendogs is as good a game as any of Nintendo's other life simulators, like Animal Crossing or Tamagotchi Life. But in this crowd already, I can tell it's not going to hang.
I thought you were going to say good as any other dog games.
It's vastly superior to all other dog simulators. I can pretty much guarantee you that.
Except for Ghost.
All right. We have three Phoenix Wright games. I feel like only one is probably going to make it. I don't know if that's the conversation to have right now.
Yeah, I've only played the first one, so.
Put them all in a bracket, and then we can fight
them
out.
We'll fight them out later.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. But Phoenix Wright as a series is going to be a lock, I think.
Yes.
So.
I think one of those.
I think you could get. Are we still locking things?
Yeah, we're locking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Popping and locking.
What about the rhythm games? What about Owended?
Yeah, I think there's that's in a similar situation where a conversation will need to be had, but one of those, I imagine, will be on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Dawn of Sorrow and Portrait of Ruin. Neither of those are a lock for me.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I would have to agree. See. Sorry, Charlotte.
Okay, I'm looking down. I don't know if anything else is a lock. I think let's just start going into elimination mode.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, everything else looks like personal choices.
All right, let me see.
Get the Castlevanias out of there.
I'm just kind of bracketing them.
I'm just going to have to look over your shoulder or walk over when I come to eliminate things.
You can get on your phone.
My data plan rolls over tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
I don't feel like getting your Wi-Fi password at the moment.
Fair enough.
What about Sonic Rush?
I was going to say I could probably lose Sonic Rush just because I don't know how much support that's going to have.
Yeah, I think there's 10 better games, but it is really cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Probably block off those two Kirby games. So I'm curious if they're. I don't think they're both going to make a top 10.
No, I don't think so either.
Maybe one.
Right, let's go. I was getting really broken up here. I would not get rid of Advance Wars Dual Strike at this point, even though I know I'm like the only one who's really played it and loves it.
I did play it. Passionately. I like it. I think it's the second best Advance Wars because I really like the first one. But.
Okay, but that one's not on this system.
It's true.
do we want to keep Devil Survivor?
God, it is really good, but I don't think we're going to... I mean, obviously, we're not going to sway.
We'll see. Oh shit.
We made a lot of sections.
Yeah. All right.
I know a lot of my picks are probably going to go.
what about this mystery dungeon? Is that
it's really good.
I wish I had gotten to play it before we did this.
Is it similar enough to anything else on the list like 999 that we can
It's a roguelike.
Yeah, it is a turn-based roguelike,
It's a Tornico's Dungeon, Pokemon's Mystery Dungeon.
Ah, okay.
Like, that's kind of the, it's really good for its genre. I just don't think it's a genre that I'm really good at.
Yeah, like, it is the, the Tornico game came out after this. Because this is a port of a Super Nintendo game.
Yes, right.
With some stuff added.
I didn't know there was a port. I thought it was added. Whatever.
Enhanced remake, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Enhanced port.
Something.
I think we'll probably need to. I don't know.
Right.
I guess if space seems like it's going to open up, I'd rather keep 999 on here for now.
Yeah.
I think Meteos probably has to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Meteos go.
All right. I feel like The World Ends With You should stay for now.
For now.
For now. I feel like Dragon Quest Heroes Rocket Slime.
keep that
should
for now.
Stay
for now. Yeah. I feel like Metroid Prime Pinball should stay for now.
That is a lock.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you can't declare locks
by
yourself.
We are keeping that
David.
Game.
Locked my eardrums.
I'm with you, Dave, but
right.
We're going to keep it for now.
Okay. Asterisk that game.
Okay, Kirby Canvas Curse and Kirby Mass Attack. I feel like Canvas Curse is the preferred of those two. I'm not much of a fuss to make. I think they're both phenomenal.
Yeah, get rid of right. Kirby Mass Effect.
Man, 10 minutes in, we're like almost done.
Really?
Fuck this list.
All right, Weiss, this is where
gets into my grouping.
Yeah.
Where it's stuff that are fantastic games that are the best DS games that no one else played.
Yeah, I played some of Radiant Historia.
Yeah.
And none of Henry Hatsworth, A Touch of Contact, and no Ghost Trick.
Contact, nobody is going to... That's definitely going. Contact is a fucking great game. I do... It didn't make my top... It was my top 12. Didn't make that. But
I thought you were just going to keep making the font on Super Princess Peach bigger and bigger to make it stand out there.
No, I'm putting borders around it so you can't touch it yet.
Oh, I can't do anything.
Don't you touch my little princess. Not until she's 18.
But you want a unique job system. You play Contact, and you can play any number of fucking crazy, crazy goddamn things. Is my whole list going there, I think?
Well, I don't think anyone else has really played those games.
I am up for a fight. If you feel that these are list worthy, by all means, argue for them. I'm not going to fight you on them because I haven't played them.
Good argue. You will fight me later, I guess. Let's cut other stuff and come back.
All right.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
They'll be my barter chip.
That's fine. So what did we get this down to?
And what about Super Princess Peach?
I think we got to keep that for you, don't we?
We have to keep it there for now.
I only play I swear I only played a little bit, but as you said, I might have beat it. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a well-regarded platformer from a well-regarded developer, and if Darren argues for a position on the list, again, I'll take his word for it.
All right, sweet guys, we're down to 25 games.
Wow,
we got it.
All right, which of these Castlevania games can we cut? Both of them.
Oh, is that still on there?
Both of them. Oh, should we get rid of both of them?
People I have serious? No...
I thought maybe we should hang on to Portrait of Ruin, but...
I don't think...
I don't know.
No,
I feel like
not
I
top
strong, with, strong enough with either of them.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
All right.
There ain't no Aria. There ain't no Symphony. There ain't all that.
Get off this list.
Much respect to Contra 4. Is it top 10, though, in this crowd?
Not for me, but we know my Contra feelings.
I'm not ready to let it go yet.
All right.
I was gonna say let's have a Phoenix Wright conversation.
All right.
Okay. I think me and Tim are in the same boat on this one for Justice for All.
No, mine's Trial and Tribulations.
Which one was
the third one? Is Trial and Tribulations.
Oh, then Trials and Tribulations. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I just had the I had the monikers wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought that was weird when you said that on the portal.
Oh,
I'm like, we really like Justice for All. We're gonna have a fucking
fight. It just
fight.
Felt like a it felt like the third in my brain. I'm just it should just have Godot in the fucking title. That's all. Which I didn't get to mention in the character stuff. But I love one. Like I like two a little more than you do, but three is just everything that series is just probably the best story, the best just tying together of stories.
Yeah, that actually wraps a trilogy of those games in three.
Next time the trilogy goes on sale on iOS, I got to pick it up.
Yeah, definitely.
It goes on sale pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Part of me just kind of wants to keep the first one because it's the best one to hand to a person.
Yeah,
I've only played the first one, it's filled with charm. It's a great introduction to what I'm sure is a great series. But I will trust you guys' judgment if you say that, you know, Trials and Tribulations is sort of the epitome of where that series goes.
Yeah, I think it kind of is still in just like the cases and the stuff before it, you know, starts to all come together. Like it's really good and funny, like great characters in that one. All right, we'll put Trials and Tribulations.
Cool.
Will be our Phoenix Wright.
Nice.
All right. Time for a rhythmic conversation.
All right.
I'm the only
Which one had Skater Boy?
Which one had You're the Inspiration that made the Your world cry?
Which one had it when if you fail a level that your family can't get over your death?
Yeah.
Which one had an angry horse?
Which one didn't have an angry horse?
Wait, yeah.
Oh, yeah, wait, that's all of them, right?
I'm perfectly comfortable losing Elite Beat Agents. I prefer it purely for aesthetic reasons and not having a lot of time with the Owenden series proper. Again, if I'll trust your judgment on which one of those is the best.
I just feel like it's two because of gameplay plus Japanese nonsense.
Yeah, no, I think two barely edged it out, as I said, because of skipping those intros for me.
That too. That was such a big deal once you get to the last level.
Yup.
I guess you're right.
Like, I'm one of those guys that I think, like, it's really hard for me to like the sequel more than the original. Obviously, Space Channel 5 and all that shit comes up a lot. Mm-hmm. But, and it's no knock to the first one. It's, you know, sometimes the sequel just, you know, it's a series that didn't need to improve a ton of shit, you know,
sure.
So there wasn't a lot of change.
Don't reinvent the wheel. Right.
Well, actually, they did.
No, very funny. But, that's true. Yeah, I'd go with the second one as well.
Cool.
You convinced me.
Yeah, down to maybe 20 something.
We're getting
there.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Little by little.
Not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and at that point, I think we can say Owenden is a lock and Ace Attorney is a lock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This bit was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, let me do some formatting here. Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. Fill in some time.
Who should do this in Excel?
I don't
really think that would be easier.
Left?
Well, I do it all. Like, I download the Google Doc onto my own computer. Like, I never use the active files.
I copy and paste it into a notepad on my phone. And
right. Yeah, yeah. I do OpenOffice into Evernote so I can put it on my phone.
I like Excel.
I don't understand spreadsheets.
Yeah, I never really got
to know how spreadsheets work.
So, yeah, we have 13 games that look like they need to fit into 4 spots.
Not bad. So all of mine go down the flush.
All right. Oh. Sweet. Thanks, Weiss.
Yeah.
We really cut this list down, though.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's fast. 20 minutes and boom.
Well, I think we're actually good at this.
We're good at this, and we're kind of on the same wavelength for DS games more than.
Yeah, this
others.
Is true.
But this is always where things get tougher. Yeah. Is when things are suddenly going to be left away from the list. All right.
Yeah.
We got still Contra 4, Devil Survivor, Advance Wars Dual Strike, Mario Kart DS, which everyone wanted to get rid of anyway, so we probably will. 999, World Ends With You, Dragon Quest, Rocket Slime, Prime Pinball, Canvas Curse, Radiant Historia, Henry Hatsworth Ghost Trick, Super Princess Peach.
Goodbye, Mario Kart.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a really quality game, but considering that we have such strong feelings for everything else, it just... I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I put a lot of time into that Mario
Kart.
Yeah,
I played it a lot. I unlocked all the tracks, all the cars, all the variants.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes. I was thinking of that when I was considering where, you know, Mario Kart 8 would place in my grand pantheon of Mario Kart games. Uh-huh. And I was just thinking back on DS and being like, man, at the time, I loved that game. I fucking loved it.
Sure.
And I went back to it at some point, and I'm just kind of like, okay, it's cool. But it really established... what, like, Mario Kart was going to be from there on out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
From there to the Wii version, to the 3DS version, to 8. Like, that is the formula that Mario Kart follows now. And then we're going to have, you know, 16 original stages. We're going to have 16 stages from the past. Or it might have been smaller numbers in that one. You know, you're going to have the cars and the customization and different parts. And it's going to be single kart. We're not going to go the dual kart route. Which is a bummer, big bummer, but yeah, it really, really is kind of established that. But
and if the 3DS version effectively supplants it as the definitive portable Mario Kart,
Seven is really good.
Yeah, seven's really good. I got eight on the brain right now. I'm sorry. Eight is amazing.
A lot of people do.
Eight is so good.
Eight is great.
I can't say anything about it.
Eight is great.
I think the high point of Mario Kart DS is when we tried to play multiplayer while we were driving to a convention. Tried to connect. Didn't work.
Yeah.
I locally love the Rob the Robots cars. In there.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Ben's Mario fault. Kart.
Waluigi, not so much.
Don't let him hear you.
Pinball stage, though.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. We've eulogized.
Which one of your children do you like the least?
Oh, well, Contact already left.
Which one of your surviving children do you like the least?
Just think of them sending them off to college.
These are the games that people should buy. Because you didn't play them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Objectively, though, what hangs? Like, does Ghost Trick? I mean, Ghost Trick is a universally loved and respected game critically.
Dog.
Yeah, no, it's weird because it's like, and I also bought them pretty close together, too, because Ghost Trick and Henry Hatsworth are very much like an era of, like, these really good DS games that, like.
2011, baby.
Yeah.
That was a year, man. That was a year for DS games. That's when Monster Tail came out. That was a lot of great late release DS games that happened in 2011.
God, DS was out on the market for fucking ever.
Yeah.
That was that, like, you know, Ben picked one of those up like our first year at Eagle Street. Like,
oh,
my God. Pretty sure it was the first. Yes, it was, because he was dating Stacy at the time.
Yeah, his girlfriend bought it for
him. I'm going to take out Radiant Historia for now.
All right.
Because there's
all them RPGs.
Radiant Historia is a great game. I think the downfall, Tim, is what hit you and most people that play portable games infrequently versus me who sits down, is that it's a game that you kind of have to play for a little bit. It's not friendly to pick up and play.
Yeah.
As much.
Yeah, you need to play it for like a sit down and play the game.
Yeah, so perhaps this game should have been on a console. And that might have been its downfall, but beautiful. Like, I loved all the characters. Like, you know, time travel is always good. And they did it in very clever ways. Like, I really like the I mean, it's sort of like the 999 thing of just like you're checking out all the different paths. It's kind of one of those things where you'll play the game and purposefully try and get the bad ending. So you're just, because it's an ending and it's fun to see. And then you're like, okay, I can move on. It's sort of like, you know, trying to find the treasure in the wrong area and then going on.
Very,
very unique game. Thank you again to Atlas for making that shit.
I just want to thank Atlas for getting
the hook. And it's a great battle system too. It's a very unique grid based, sort of a tactical like thing. It's like a battle network.
Princess Peach is gone. That's weird.
Oh, Princess Peach went away.
Oops.
What? No, it just ate Henry Hatsworth.
What? Rebel teacup. Darren, have you not played Henry Hatsworth?
I have not played Henry Hatsworth.
You would die at this fucking game.
Well, I don't want to play it now.
It's too funny. It is too funny for you, Darren.
I will. Does it have a dog?
Yeah, I believe it has a dog.
Okay,
and you get a super powered robot suit that plays like fucking British music whenever like you power up and stomp around.
You're making a very good case for this game.
Really good.
These should have been all your points earlier. Why'd you just like 5 minutes and you didn't mention these things?
Yeah, I know. Just Darren, it's funny. Oh, okay, it's a good game.
Oh my god!
I lost one of mine.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my goodness. Going back
is
to
everyone else
guy.
Behind Contra besides me?
I could lose it. I just haven't spent a lot of time with it. Again, much respect. It's a gorgeous game. It's not important to me to keep it.
I feel like it probably won't make it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I feel like it might end up at number 11, number 12, maybe not.
No, it's going to end up at number 17 or something of that nature.
Something like that.
Too hard for this list.
For me.
There's a robot in that one, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, gee.
All right, yeah. Devil Survivor, Dual Strike, 999, World Ends With You, Rocket Slime, Prime Pinball, Canvas Curse, Princess Peach.
Princess Peach.
Henry Hatsworth, Ghost Trick.
Now, me and you are the only ones who played 999, Tim.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Would you keep 999 over Devil Survivor?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's...
And we would also be the ones going to bat for The World Ends With You as well.
Yeah, I know. I think I would take Devil Survivor over World Ends With You, even though World Ends With You technically does a lot more. I just... The actual vibe of Devil Survivor and... You know, the demon fusing, even though it's a simplified system from a lot of the SMT, is really addicting. And I think, like, this is a game that I would point a lot of people to who might have never played SMT games before. And to start Mega 10 is just kind of like, well, if you want to get the feel of the world, like, it has that great, you know, awful vibe. Yeah, so well, it's a really well done depressing vibe though. Like versus like Strange Journey or
Strange Journey is just downright oppressive.
Yeah, that's just harsh. And I just like the world. What was 999? Yeah, only problem, the hard thing to argue is it being a visual novel that takes away from the gameness.
Nah.
Okay, yeah.
All right, yeah. The powerful story can outweigh that. One of you guys assault something.
Okay.
Assault something.
Bring your guns to bear.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You're talking about a lot of games that I haven't played. Honestly, as I mentioned, if listeners, if you managed to listen to the podcast that we did a while back, where we did the game of the portable generation, and we discussed our favorite DS and PSP games in a variety of categories, I sort of discovered as going back through my DS library that I had huge gaps that I didn't even realize, and that's because I got a flash cart pretty early on into my DS's life and spent a lot of time playing around with homebrew and emulators. And so I missed out on a lot of the really great...
You missed out on the actual games for the system.
I missed out on a lot of the actual games for the system. That's also when like my job started picking up and I just didn't really have a lot of time to play anymore. And the games that I did end up playing were games that I could easily divide my attention when I had downtime from plays or commercial shoots or whatever. So the top games, that's why like my top games for the system are Picross 3D and Metroid Prime Pinball. Gosh, did I not even add Puzzle Quest to the list? Because
nope.
That is, wow.
You did not.
I did not. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure it wouldn't hang because it's
too late now.
It's too late now. Wait,
that's how I felt.
Where's Retro Game Challenge?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
it's a good
it.
Question.
That's got to go on this list because that's
man.
At least talked about.
I'm comfortable losing Puzzle Quest because I know I'm the only one that's a massive fan
it.
Of
it's
that.
Not there.
I liked it. I just didn't love it. I guess.
Dave, you assaulted something that isn't on the list.
I know.
I didn't get into. What are you looking for? I'm sorry. Chinese.
Oh, we got Chinese.
We got some Chinese. The flash cards
in
are
New
Chinese.
York City?
Absolutely.
I have no idea.
Okay. I was gonna say, since these lists are our collective top lists, do we want to try and narrow stuff down by games that we've all at least three out of four have played?
Well, I'm gonna tell
Would
you
that
what
help things.
I think my number one, the game that is probably at the top of my list is either Dragon Quest IX or Picross 3D. So I'm going to ask you guys, like, what's the best Dragon Quest game? Like, does anything beat 9? Does 4 or 5 beat 9?
Well, we're not there yet. So
okay.
We're still getting rid of things.
Right. Well, so that's why, you know, those are the questions that I'm going to have to ask.
None of the games that you mentioned there are going to be dropped right now. Like
right.
4 or 5, 9 or Picross. So
See,
I played World Ends With You. I don't know if I'd put it in a top 10. That's where I'd argue that it's very good. I know you guys made a lot of good points about it, but I don't know if I'd put it in a top. So that's the one I would vote to lose right now.
I can lose it.
Yeah, it's a very good game. As I said, I do think I like Devil Survivor more than it, even though World Ends With You is... Both of these games are really good RPGs and kind of very different in what they do. Even though World Ends With You is a little less traditional, too, which is good. It tried a lot of different stuff.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Sad, though.
Now, how much of a lock and or...
Lore, or
what do you think? What do you think about Advance Wars Dual Strike?
I think it should be top 10. That's what I think.
Do you think it should be a lock, or are there other ones you think would be ahead of it?
Well, if it were a lock, I think it would already be locked.
Yes. Right. Well,
based on my love for the original Advance War, I've only ever played the original Advance Wars, but I like and respect it and have enough respect for Intelligent Systems as a developer that, Tim, I sort of trust that if you say that deserves to be on this list, I'm not going to fight you. I'm still going to ask that Metroid Prime Pinball go above it, but I'm not going to ask you to cut it.
I just want to say in regards to Advance Wars or Dual Strike, at least for now, what I'll say about it is, you know, Advance Wars did make our GBA list. And Advance Wars is at least the first one is pretty simple, straightforward, turn-based strategy game. But I really feel like the whole Dual Strike 2 Commander mechanic is what really adds depth to the game, and that you have, you know, two characters on your team instead of just one. So you want to work at finding a team that complements one another with their superpowers, their super superpowers, their double superpowers, like just the way their units behave. So it really, like, it's not just another Advance Wars game. It really added a ton of extra depth to what was already there, and it just made it so much more fun for me.
No, it did help keep the franchise, like, fresh. Like, to me, it was a lot of stuff going on too, though, versus like the first one where I picked up and played that game whenever. That was a constant early GBA thing, whereas Dual Strike was just kind of like, I'm sitting down, I'm thinking about this shit, because there's a lot fucking going on. So they're very different beasts in that sense. And I like Dual Strike. I like Dual Strike a lot. And I really hated the dark one.
Days of Ruin.
Days of Ruin. Ooh. Oh.
Woof.
Yeah, woof.
Woof.
Well, should we start at the very least, if not cutting things, moving things up and down?
Yeah, that might help.
Okay. I mean, like...
All right.
There's a lot, but...
We're going to battle in our... to get up into the top. Okay, cool.
Our top 17 list.
Yeah. Oh, this is funny.
God, how do we do Super Princess Peach
versus Ghost Trick?
9, 10.
Ghost Trick.
Don't touch it.
I'm not touching it right now. There's something happening. What? Oh, it's gone.
Oh, it disappeared. That's too bad.
She's too big.
Okay, again, well, let me ask you guys again about 999 then.
No, Dave, I think you have a quality idea. In all that. Right. There it is.
I'm missing what's going on here. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That is charming as hell. Put this picture that Darren just added of Princess Peach just fuming mad. That wins me over. Put her to the top of the list. She wins.
Missile is more fun. At the top. All right. He was in there first.
All right. No, I do like the one-on-one battles, crazy and nonsense as they are, do end up with us making decisions.
They work, and I think we're ready for it. Because we, how many games are here now? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16?
16. Okay. So we need to get rid of 6, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Let's see what simmers to the top. All you got to do is make it into top 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, to have time to replay all of these.
All right. Where to begin?
Shoop-a-doop.
All right. Okay. Well,
what about Kirby?
We start with Kirby. I think that's a game that we all have experience all right. with.
Kirby. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Canvas Curse is the only one on there?
Canvas Curse is the only one on
yeah.
there.
Okay. I'm probably the lowest on this one, I guess. And I still like it.
I really like it, yeah.
It is good.
Darren, do you really like Canvas Curse?
I do.
Can I pit this against something?
Sure.
Can I pit this against Super Princess Peach as a platformer?
Oh, that's a scary match. That happens.
It is.
Smash Brothers. All right, well...
Like from the little I played of Super Princess Peach, I did prefer Kirby.
Look how mad she is at you.
I know, she's fuming.
Well, what?
Do you
okay.
think, do you think the... Aside from the humor of Super Princess Peach, do you think the actual gameplay, which would you prefer?
Oh, Kirby has the better gameplay, I think.
Okay, what about...
Well, you know...
See, that's the thing, is when you get down to actual categories, it doesn't mean shit, because it's still which you prefer. But
you know what? Kirby's not...
Yeah,
Let's look at Kirby versus Kirby just happens to be next to Retro Game Challenge on our list.
Okay.
And if we're comparing the two, I think Retro Game Challenge wins.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to lose Kirby.
We would not lose it, but put it down, and then we'll hit it against Henry Hatsworth.
Put it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Putting it down.
Putting it down.
That's pretty slick of you, Dave.
So, Whis.
Henry Hatsworth, easily. I really like the feel of the... Like, even aside from the puzzle half, like, the actual, like, mechanics of the platforming in Henry Hatsworth are very smooth. Albeit traditional in that sense. As for, actual aesthetic, And it, you know, at least you put two unique pseudo platformers next to each other. They're both doing very different things to keep your brain occupied.
Mm-hmm.
With the puzzle tactics.
You know, I think Kirby is more traditional than people give it credit for, at least in terms of level design and structure. Really, the biggest change up is the input method. It's just they happen to have designed very traditional platforming levels around this very unique input method, which they have just, you know, finessed to perfection. That's the magic of Canvas Curse, is that it has a unique input method that just happens to work flawlessly.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. What would you keep, Henry Hatsworth or Ghost Trick?
I know, but both.
The thing is, I think
both over Contra 4.
Contra 4 is gone. It's too late.
All right.
Too late to play that card. I just feel like the places where we have common ground are going to start.
I know.
Like, there's
I
not going to be a lot of room for, like, personal darlings.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted that definition of, you know, like, if we needed two or three of us to have played a game.
Well, yeah, I have played Ghost Trick.
Okay.
I've played, like, the first chapter of Ghost Trick. So I'm familiar with the mechanics and the aesthetic, and I feel like I can speak to it, even if it doesn't have a place in my heart.
Okay. Oh, God. That really is such a hard decision, all of those two. But for that reason alone, I will lose Henry Hatsworth. With a fond farewell, and certainly in my top 10, if not 5.
I guess I should just play the damn game.
People should just play the damn game.
Between the two of them, Whis, does Ghost Trick rise up, you know, to the level of, like, above Rocket Slime and 999 and Advance Wars?
I think, like, 999 is pretty high, and, like, Rocket Slime, I need to go back. Like, oddly enough, Rocket Slime, I like a lot more now than when I was playing it. Like, thinking back on it, I'm just, like, I had a lot of fun. When I was playing it, I kind of got, like, stopped and ended up just putting it down. But, yeah, no, I really think it hangs with some of the best, like, writing... like they have with the Phoenix Wright series. So
wow.
If that, like, it's that combined with a really cool, just like, aesthetic in that world. And, you know, watching that out of this world animation is really neat.
I'd love to try it at some point.
I mean, the hook of the game is it's a murder mystery, except you're trying to find your own murderer. Like, that's, we've already lost Henry Hatsworth. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now that I've praised Kirby Canvas Curse to the rooftops, I'm going to say that having only played it very recently for the first time, I have no particular love for it. I have a lot of respect it, and I enjoy it a lot, but if it had to go, I wouldn't argue it. Especially in the face of games I prize more that are closer to my heart, like Retro Game Challenge and Metroid Prime Pinball. So if you want to make an argument for Ghost Trick versus Canvas Curse right now, I'd be fine with that.
I know. Well, like in my head, I'm doing like Canvas Curse versus Retro Game Challenge. I put Ghost Trick over both. But Retro Game Challenge, I didn't love every game. The ones I liked, I really liked. Like, I really liked the Ninja Gaiden one, and I really liked the shooter. And I'm trying to think of what the other two were.
The racing game, the Guardia Rally Quest. King,
which starred you, actually.
Right, right.
Yeah,
obviously, racing game just goes out the window for me.
Yeah, but... Well, those games also sucked ass.
What? You know what? Yeah, yeah. I heard that Rally King was the weakest of the group, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Ugh,
I had a lot of fun with it.
I was like so. I think at the second one especially, I was just like so furious at it. I hated it.
Yeah,
I didn't even play it.
And then there was also Guardia Quest.
Right,
Guardia Quest.
Guardia.
Yeah, that's what the Dragon Quest was called.
Right
after it finally came out after the chip shortage and whatnot.
Yeah,
I just think Retro Game Challenge is so much more than the sum of its parts.
Yeah,
that like
right. That's kind of
it's,
the thing.
Like if you just sit there and break it down, like the games are like. You know, it's Galaga and a generic top-down shooter and, you know,
the Shinobi
a couple Shinobi things with, like, a really awesome, you know, the third one.
Right. That's why I kept coming back to that game.
Put it above, at the top of this block, I would shoot Retro Game Challenge right up above Devil Survivor if it were up to me.
I'm not even... I think I would feel really bad about cutting Retro Game Challenge off this entire list entirely.
Yeah, no, I think I'm in the same.
I feel that's kind of a lock now that you've reminded us of its existence. Mm-hmm. It's just so special.
Right. Yeah. I feel strong about Canvas Curse. Well, good, the very least.
I'm shooting it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boom.
Jeez.
Boomy.
It's really good, Darren.
Oh. Okay, wow, I guess it's very good.
Well, three of us agreed. I thought that was okay.
That's a far jump. That's impressive.
I didn't get to see how far
it
jumped.
Well, I put it up kind of towards where the locks were.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. I wonder how Rocket Slime can jump.
I feel like we should keep Rocket Slime.
Because
Rocket Slime's pretty great.
Right, I think we should keep Rocket Slime because we're all on board with it.
Yeah,
as much
it's
as
just
I think
so
that,
fun.
As much as I think that, you know, the games that I listed I like more, obviously, as on a personal choice. As a
I think it's
group,
really good.
We're called now.
Yeah.
Well, let's start ordering it then.
I feel like I would take Dual Strike and I don't know. There's a lot of games I take over Rocket Slime, but I'm not putting down Rocket Slime. It was really fun.
Put it up
really
like
good time with
places.
It had a really good sense of humor. It was, you know, pretty easy to play. I enjoyed the tank sequences. Yeah. I enjoyed like the horrible puns.
See, that was
yes
and no.
The Chrono Twigger.
Yeah, right. They were delivered.
Right. No, Dragon Quest has a way of doing puns that is funny.
It is charming.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, you fuckers.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah.
They don't hit you over the head with them. They just drop them gently.
Right.
Like, oh, like, what is that? A pun on the ground?
And then, right. And then every now and then you're just like, you guys are assholes. Right.
I think you should move it up here.
What's that?
Rocket Slime?
Quest?
Yeah. Put it up like right here.
Okay. I will put it up right there. And we'll
It'll help. Trust me.
Okay. There's something else I feel that should move up there.
And that's Metroid Prime
Pinball.
And that is Metroid Prime Pinball. You're goddamn right.
Are me and Dave the only ones that are super behind Metroid Prime Pinball?
I do really like it. I just don't like...
God.
I didn't get the obsession. Like, I was really late to this one, keep in mind. Like,
It's one of my favorite digital pinball games.
I think it's great. It wouldn't be in my personal top five, but it's definitely up there.
No, it... For me, this was... That and Contact were the two hanging off of the top 10. So this would be for the valuable 11th spot.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
What's going on down there?
It's really hard to move that when you have this giant graphic next to it and giant font.
Don't make fun of her.
She's only got four emotions.
There's only two left.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Somebody make her happy, for God's sake.
Saying.
Should we
move her up the list?
No.
All right, so Tim, where are you putting? Okay, all right. Just slide that up there.
I scooted it up. I scooted it.
All right.
It scooted.
Hey, things are moving down.
Now, let's talk Dragon Quest, because do we want to make sure that 4 and 5 are both on the list? Or
well, you guys always say that 5 is superior to 4.
I feel stronger about 5.
Yeah, I think 5
is
better.
And I will fight unto the death.
So why don't we take 4 off in favor of 5?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Or, well, they're both up there. We don't have to take off in favor of either of them.
Well, I know we don't have to, but...
Yeah. Well, we need 3 Dragon Quest games on this list.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, Dragon Quest IV must be strong enough a game that, unlike mm-hmm. what we did with Phoenix Wright and Owendon, we've kept it to the point where, you know, we don't feel like... You know, if we're comfortable mm-hmm. with one Phoenix Wright game sort of representing the series... I mean, really, you could because they're I'm not phrasing this right. caffeine and whiskey. And that's the question. Is Dragon mm-hmm. Quest IV a strong enough game against Ghost Trick and Canvas Curse and 999?
Yeah, that's a good point, Dave.
Deserves to stay on this list. I think we can make a stronger case for that versus the other Phoenix Wright and Owendon games.
Like, I think there's no question that 5 and 9 should be on here.
Yeah.
Should we move 4 down to the bottom at least?
Oh,
and
man.
And see where it hangs?
That's kind of... And, you know, 4 is a great, great game.
Yeah.
Just
I do like it better.
Do like it better than...
I like it better than a lot of the games on the bottom tier here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's move it right below Owendon.
Sure.
Oops. Shit.
Oops. I mean, I would put it above Canvas mm-hmm. Curse. Certainly.
Yeah, Brett Vanderbrook just starts spinning in his
yarrives.
Oh.
In his, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, right, the Dragon Quest.
Yeah, he loves Dragon Quest 4. He was Dragon
He's
Quest.
Not very good at them.
No, he's not very good at a lot of things.
No, 4 is really, really good. 4 is a really,
yeah,
really
I
good
like,
RPG.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
So, I got to tell you what. I think we've got a great top 9 right now. Mm-hmm. And I honestly have no personal stake in our bottom 5, so I'm happy letting you guys duke this out.
Let the battle begin.
I'm sorry, bottom 6.
Let's just do a top 10, or a top 9.
Peach is down there, right?
We'll just do a top 9.
Yeah. Yeah, looking for that last slot is Devil Survivor, Dual Strike, 999, Canvas Curse, Ghost Trick, and Super Princess Peach.
Buy all of these games.
Yeah,
that's
my answer.
I'd put Dual Strike there. That's just me.
Darren?
I
want to hear the argument for Super Princess Peach.
Podcast is only so long, Dave.
seriously, though. Like,
you know, I mean, I'm nervous it's not going to last very long as this list is getting shorter. I mean, it turned out to be my favorite platformer is the thing. And problem is, when you're putting it up against a list like this, I'm having a tough time comparing it to like Dragon Quest IV and Rocket mm-hmm. Slime, which I had more fun with Rocket
yeah.
Slime.
Okay, so just, it doesn't hang with those.
No, it doesn't. It's now the thing is, I didn't play like Devil Survivor.
Right.
I don't mm-hmm. have as much of an affinity for Dual Strike as Tim and you guys do. But it's as fun a game for me as Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like of this group, the pick up and play, you know, just silly, have fun kind of game. So that's why I'm kind of fighting for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, of this group that with the Devil Survivor, Dual Strike, 999, Kirby, Ghost Trick, and this is of all these, I've only played Canvas Curse. This is the one that I think I am most interested in playing. Of all of these, if you were to offer me any of these for free, I think I'd grab Super Princess Peach. It's the one that interests me most, personally.
I knew it was coming there. Yeah, it's a happy princess.
She's happy.
We should
to
definitely
hear that.
Cut it. Now that she's so happy.
She's so happy. Does Princess Peach die at the beginning and then you have to figure out who murdered her?
She'd be sad if she did.
It's all of these games are like critically respected games by, you know, known developers, and I don't know, of them I feel like 999 is kind of the oddball because it's the kind of,
to me, it's very representative of the system, though. When I think of DS, which, oddly enough, it being a visual novel, I wouldn't think so, but it is very synonymous with the system to me.
It wouldn't be the first.
All right, would you keep it over Ghost Trick, though?
I know. Those.
Would you?
Those two are just...
Would you?
I don't...
Because I wouldn't keep it over Dual Strike.
Yeah. See, that's...
And I don't know if I'd keep it over Devil Survivor. Maybe I would.
Yeah, let's just say it's over Ghost Trick to keep things easier and moving. Those two are like very close. Goodbye, Ghost Trick. You're fucking sweet.
Oh, damn! Other I was trying to. Get,
oh, oh, oh! I thought. I was trying oh, you're to get keeping rid of it
999.
On 999. Oh, you were trying to get rid of. Okay, yeah. Well then I could. Was, I'm just I could saying, switch like, that of the, very like, easily.
You know these games that you and I both play, yeah, which is Devil Survivor and 999. I'm just thinking like my personal pet game. I would keep over both of them probably, and I was wondering if you would too.
No, I was just trying to make things easier, so yeah, let's cut that and keep Ghost Trick then.
And Devil Survivor, I was also kind of throwing in there too. I don't know, maybe I'd keep Devil Survivor if we were both behind it, but
yeah, that's tricky ground. And again, I know it's a group consensus kind of thing. Yeah. This is where these lists are, you know,
all right,
superfluous.
So if these are all like our special pet favorites, I don't love Canvas Curse enough to fight for 10th place. And it sounds like you guys, sounds like it's nobody's favorite.
It is nobody's favorite.
Probably lose it. I don't think it's a top 10.
I mean, unless it turns out to be like the compromise pick.
No, we can all agree. It's out.
Only one person can be happy with the last game that makes this list.
Right.
By the looks. Well, I don't know. Weiss and I might both be happy with Devil Survivor.
Right. Just put F-Zero GX on there.
Sweet. And, done.
Just to check and see who would argue for these games over Metroid Prime Pinball, because I love Metroid Prime Pinball. I think it's an excellent game, but I could see an argument against it.
I would, because I don't have the same like hooks into me of like I think it's an amazing game. I think I need to just play it more because of the nature of the game where I would just. Because I don't play the quick games that often, it was a game that I would pick up for like 5 minutes and then put down versus these games that I would be hooked on for, you know, weeks on end.
Yeah.
You know,
Tim, which.
I keep Prime Pinball.
If it was Pinball versus Dual Strike.
Yeah. Pinball stays.
Wow. Okay. okay. I thought that would help. I don't know. What about Phoenix Wright? Is Phoenix Wright as high as we think it should
be
there?
Phoenix Wright's absolutely. Fine. Yeah. Right. That's top three for me.
Yeah, it probably needs to be there.
Yeah, that one I'll fight for.
Yeah. I have a feeling Owendon is staying where it is too.
One more game to stay.
Yeah. How many are we down to, like, last three?
It's Devil
or
Survivor,
five?
Dual Strike, Ghost Trick, and Super Princess Peach.
This is a good system. That's all I'm saying. I think Ghost Trick is cooler than Devil Survivor. I don't know if that makes it a better game, but I think it's the out-there-ness.
All right, Weiss, I hate to argue against it.
Yeah.
But here's my, having played it, here's my argument against Ghost Trick. And that is that the reason I didn't keep playing it is because I felt that the puzzles were a bit arbitrary. It was the kind of thing where very early on, I hit a wall and couldn't figure out what to do. And when the solution presented itself, it made me frustrated. It was like, oh, that's what they expected me to do? Well, that's done.
Okay.
Now I understand when it comes to, you know, this kind of game that is completely objective. Sometimes it clicks in people's heads and sometimes it doesn't. So in this point and clicks, you know, adventure game kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
So,
and that's probably why, like, I took to it too, because it is sort of,
if it clicked with you, then great.
Yeah. But no, that is a fair argument. And a fair argument against any point and click adventure.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to think if there were, and you can't, but on the opposite side, like one of the reasons I put Super Princess Peach down, and you know, I'm a guy that doesn't care about challenge, but I did find it very easy too. Like to the degree where I was just kind of, you know, like running through, like,
that's surprising.
Isn't it? I think I'm under her skirt there. So it's very on the opposite end of the spectrum, I think, on that one.
Mm-hmm.
These two are just going to jump off the side of a cliff together, aren't they?
Well, what about Devil Survivor? Anyone have a passionate argument for that? I honestly don't even know what that game is like.
It's a turn-based strategy game. Unlike SRPG, Dual Strike. SRPG, and that you are, but your characters are going around the battlefield, and when they engage in a battle, it then switches to a turn-based battle where you and their, where your character and their two demons fight against an enemy party of three demons. And so you'll have like five characters, and they each have like two demons and their own skills and magic, and then you walk around and got to kill them all.
Yeah, as the Mega 10 games go, a lot of it is the demon fusing and, you know, raising your party.
Well, this one really has a lot going for it in that it has this cool battle system. And this was the first one they did like that, so it felt really fresh.
Right.
You have this story of whatever the hell is going on in Tokyo, where there's like this big judgment going on, and there's like this quarantine, and there's a lot of panic. And you're walking around talking to people. There's like decisions to be made.
The story is
cool. There's a lot going on with it. It's more than your average Mega 10 game. It's more than your average like SRPG.
The story wise, what I found interesting versus even say, I guess Nocturne comes to my brain first, is that a lot of the Mega 10 games are the apocalypse has already happened, whereas this game is like in the makings. So you're kind of like thrown into the middle of that.
The apocalypse is about to happen.
Is about to happen, yeah. Depending on your choices too, the multiple endings and
all right, like that, not wanting to put words in your mouth, Tim, but you just compared Devil Survivor to Dual Strike. If one were to stay and one were to go, which would you choose?
It would be Dual Strike, but it would be either one of those over Ghost Trick or Princess Peach.
Well, order them for me. Dual Strike goes above Devil Survivor.
And I don't know. I haven't really played Ghost Trick, and I played like a level of Super Princess Peach. So
which level?
I don't remember.
Weiss, how do you feel about Devil Survivor versus Dual Strike?
I go Devil Survivor. I do really like Dual Strike, but I think the unique world and story and the feel kind of wins me over on that one.
Would you put Ghost Trick above either of them?
I would put it above Dual Strike? Question mark. It's inevitable that Princess Peach and Ghost Trick are going. Like, there's not enough people behind both of these. We should just let them go now.
I think that's probably the case.
Spot because that's what we both played and agree more on, Weiss.
Probably.
I feel bad letting Princess Peach go.
I know.
There's been such a great campaign made for it here in this Google Doc.
She was kind of a mascot for a bit.
Look at her.
I really want to play Super Princess Peach. I wish it wasn't hard to find.
She wants you to play her.
One of the other things, and I might do better with it now, but I wasn't big on the picking up of the stylus to tap the emotions, too, at the time, now that I remember. Because that's how you activate them, correct?
What do you mean? You weren't...
Because you're doing the platforming, but to activate her emotions, don't you need to tap the screen with the stylus?
Yes.
Okay.
Saying that was hard? I don't understand.
No, I was saying it was a mechanic that I didn't enjoy in the same way I didn't like using my stylus in Dawn of Sorrows.
You would have liked to, like, yell into the DS. Like, angry! Sad!
I was just going to say a button, but yeah, that works too.
That would have been better.
I mean, it was early on when Nintendo was like, you know, use the touchscreen. Use the touchscreen.
I'm not saying it was a huge thing, but it's enough of a thing that popped into my head as a, you know, when we get down to the nitty-gritty ofness.
Oh, my, you know, my campaign is based on having an easy game, having a silly game, and something I didn't need to think really hard to play. But it's a lot of fun. So, Dave, I hope you enjoy it if you get a hold of it.
I wish Nintendo would sell DS games in the eShop for 3DS.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I was really mad when they started doing that for Wii U, but not 3DS.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Right.
Oh, no. She's so sad.
Oh, he was waiting for that.
Aww.
Just leave her down there. Don't delete her.
Well, is there a picture of her hugging Missile from Ghost Trick? If there's a picture for this podcast, it should be that.
And Devil Survivor staying because that's what we're more behind, Weiss. Is that what's happening?
I think
Sorry, Dual Strike.
Dual Strike is really good. I should pick that up again and play it. It's been a long time.
Been a long time.
All right. Let battle be joined.
All right.
We have 10.
I think this looks like a good list.
It's pretty good. I think the top five looks like the top five.
And I know.
The top five look like our personal touches other than Darren's, which got left out. Sorry.
I can't.
Which one of mine? Oh, right.
Yeah, I was going to say. Did any of Darren's make it at this point?
I don't know. Rocket Slime.
Oh, Endon.
I mean, there's stuff that Darren likes.
Good.
Can I ask you this? If I would have put Trauma Center on the list, you think it would have...
Why wasn't Trauma Center on the list?
I didn't add it.
Oh.
No, I would have argued with it because those fucking triangle viruses are shit garbage. Oh, my God.
I know. You're right.
The utter frustration.
The healing touch was too hard.
Oh, my God. It made me so mad. Like, I didn't finish the game. I got so mad. I just remember that, like, the triangles replicating.
That was
over
awful.
And over again.
Was awful. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's right. No, fuck it. We can't put it.
Reminded him of trauma.
Like the stuff. Like I wish, kind of that it did more like quote unquote realistic surgeries before it got into weird like super viruses.
Yeah, and little animals. And
you had to shoot with a laser.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I still loved it though.
Yeah. Did you ever play the second one?
Yeah, not as much, though. Okay. I stopped halfway through. Mm. But I would like to... if the other ones are good, the other installments, I'd like to try them.
Hey, if you and whomever are looking to play a game drunk at next year's MAGFest, you might want to look into Surgeon Simulator.
Oh, yeah.
That's a scary idea. All right, I'll keep it in mind. Wait,
so
we have
those on Steam, too, I think.
We have six.
All right, no, we got our top 10.
Oh, we're done.
Well, they're not ordered.
Oh,
they're not. But I gotta say, I'm not seeing anything that I feel needs serious adjustment.
I can't see it, so
Let's have at it.
All right, from the bottom up. All right, Devil Survivor meets Metroid Prime Pinball, and as Devil Survivor just slipped into the list, I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, I can't argue that. I mean, that's pinball. Gonna be personal versus group.
Pinball.
I love Metroid Prime Pinball.
All right.
World record.
All right.
Holder.
Metroid Prime Pinball faces Dragon Quest Heroes Rocket Slime.
Ooh. I like Rocket Slime better.
I actually like Pinball better on this one, I think.
Tim?
Fuck you.
I really want to play Rocket Slime.
I would probably say Prime Pinball. Just like I really played the shit out of Prime Pinball, and like you know, Rocket Slime was good. I just played it and put it down.
Right,
God, it's so tough.
That's
it's
kind
been
of the
so
thing.
Long since I played Rocket Slime 2. Like I think that was like one of the first few DS games I had.
Mm-hmm. I was a little later to it. I'm curious if I still own it.
And it came with a keychain.
I didn't get.
Oh, that's where those came from. Oh. Well, because I think there's one that was in our living room when we moved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Darren, you put $10 down on Dragon Quest Rocket Slime for me for my birthday that year.
That's right. It was a present.
It was.
Hoping you appreciated it.
I did.
It made it to a top 10 list.
I might not have played it if it weren't for you, Darren.
Oh, well.
One of my top 10 DS games. I might not have. I probably would have got it.
Glad I contributed.
So Metroid Prime Pinball goes above Rocket Slime.
I feel like it does. I feel bad that it does,
but
I have to vote for it too, not having played Rocket Slime. So I'm going to say that's 3-1 essentially.
You just got to play these games.
I know.
It's because I put Rocket Slime down. Metroid Prime Pinball never lost any glitter or gold.
I've played Prime Pinball more recently. I just keep going back to it. All right. Prime Pinball faces the Retro Game Challenge.
I think Retro Game wins.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rocket.
Yeah, I think Retro Game
I think
wins.
Retro
Game
wins
over
well.
Pinball.
Yeah.
Even though you hold the world record.
Unofficially. Yeah, it's just...
if it was official.
Yeah, right. There is nothing like Retro Game Challenge in the way that it recaptures the nostalgia of the 80s.
Yeah.
Even if all the games were total shit, it would still be something special and would have been worth considering for this list.
Yeah.
But as it is, the games are pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Someone remixing it? What the heck is the damn robot game called? Robot Ninja something?
Yeah.
Hachimachi.
The version of his name, Super Robot Ninja Boy, something, something.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, let's keep going.
I know.
Sound audio podcast.
It is an audio podcast.
It is. And you know how they make a podcast?
Robot Ninja Hagelman.
That's right.
That's the word.
And it was a trilogy. And part three was so different. It just, that's so, what a genius fucking
That was
game.
What really knocked it out of the park was Robot Ninja Hagelman 3, where it got it went from being this cheeky little mappy game to this super serious Ninja Gaiden.
Right.
Well, you know, with the cutscenes and the more grown up characters and Turn is such a crazy phenomenal game.
Yeah.
The way that games back then would suddenly just hit a sequel and just totally change.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The step up between Cosmic Gate and Star Prince, how Cosmic Gate is more like Galaga, and then its sequel, Star Prince, is like a compile shooter.
You're right.
I love that.
Yeah.
And they're both really fun. They both really nail those respective eras of shmups so perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all, and then, the Guadia Quest.
And fucking Guadia Quest.
Which I never played a ton of.
I played enough.
I did pretty good, yeah.
I played quite a bit of it, but I know it's a substantial game.
Yeah.
Well, because I wasn't playing much Rally X at all, or whatever that was. Yeah.
Rally King.
Rally King.
Rich.
All right, Retro Game Challenge faces the Dragon Quest IV.
Ooh.
I don't know. I would keep Dragon Quest IV where it is.
As would I.
Yeah, I would too.
All right.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
What about Wendon 2?
Dragon Quest IV faces Owenden 2.
Owenden.
Mm-hmm.
I stay with Owenden.
Yeah.
Somehow more hours of enjoyment.
I at least know my top four I was pretty locked on, so I was that's
all right. Now we just have to order the top five.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So easy.
Yeah.
All right. Owenden faces Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Can we see that in real life?
Yeah, I know. I
love that.
I'd see that crossover versus Professor Layton, by the way.
I would put Owenden above Ace Attorney.
I would move Owenden up there, too.
I had Owenden above it.
Okay, well,
oddly enough.
I was just going to say the opposite, but in my mind, it's Elite Beat Agents versus Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Sure. Do as you will, but...
No, it's...
But the group has spoken.
Don't get me wrong. These are things... That's where I thought about things. It's both are games that you need to own.
Yeah.
People that don't import games should import the OS.
Oh, my God.
Matter. I don't care.
So glad you guys...
You imported
it.
Right when it came out.
Yep.
And then we just happened to go to Katsucon, and Mad Gear had a couple copies, which I think we ended up buying all of the copies he had.
Yeah, because people were watching me like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, you know, like, we springs over. What is that? What are you doing?
And someone correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like for a little while, it was possible to find a used copy at GameStop.
Yeah, I think
some people traded them. And we got like one copy where I was working.
Yeah, it was a huge import, which is why they decided to do EBA.
Right.
Is like that they do track the import numbers, and there was just so much interest that they were like, "Shit, we better do something."
Yeah.
But yeah, I happily paid the markup to get that right there at Katsucon, because I was just like, because that was the Katsucon where my brakes broke.
I
have to do something to improve my mood, and I found $20 on the floor, so that's the markup right there.
Yep,
at least. $20. And I was so that game is so awesome.
Yeah, I think I ordered
just like two more. Yeah, but
two was the one I just paid ship overseas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah,
I've got both of those. I didn't get Elite Beat for a little bit. Like I think you and Rory got it pretty quick. Tim.
Yeah,
I turned my nose up at it for a good long time because it was the Americanized Owenden.
Right.
Right. I bought it right when it came out because I tried. They had a demo of it set up, and it was pretty fun. I saw it wasn't, you know, I had the same reaction as you did, Tim, and then I was like, you know, it's more songs and it's fun.
Yeah.
So
and considering that it's shovelware. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, not in terms of the quality of the software, but in terms of how easy it is to find it at department stores for less than $5.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a must own in any DS owner's library.
Oh, absolutely.
So Americanized.
I just love the Destiny's Child in there for
Survivor.
For the zombie apocalypse stage.
Right.
Where they're using like the peanut gun to shoot zombies.
Yeah.
If there was only a Weird Al version of this.
Gator Bois.
Yeah, talk
or like
about
Andrew
that.
WK
and there was like
Weird
some
Al.
David Bowie and Queen.
Right.
Yeah. It's a pretty good soundtrack.
I actually knew.
Yeah.
If only this had taken off instead of Rock Band Guitar Hero.
If
seriously.
All right.
Yeah,
so
boy, did I not know most of those songs.
Everyone's favorite Japanese cheerleading squad takes on Picross 3D.
I think Picross wins.
I think Owenden wins for me.
I'm with Whis. Only because I didn't play it.
I really don't know.
How
come
funny
back to this
is
one.
Really
my big question
to
is
right going to
be the loser of that versus Phoenix Wright. That's when things get hard too. I think.
All right. I care to skip this confrontation right now. So we will.
Okay.
All right, we'll say Picross 3D faces Dragon Quest V, Dragon Quest IX.
I think 5.
Do you guys like 9? But okay.
I like the story in 5, like the 9. I loved everything, but I wasn't as engrossed in the relationships and the story aspect. Whereas 5's whole journey through the family, through growing up, was just brilliant. And I wanted to see what would happen next versus Dragon Quest IX, where I wanted to keep playing, but I didn't really care what happened to the world.
Yeah. I love 9, but not having played 5, if the general consensus... I mean, 5 is legendary. So if the general consensus is that 5 is the superior Dragon Quest, even by a hair, that's fine.
That's my feeling.
I was going to say, for the purposes of this list, I was going to lean towards 9 because it's not a remake in its original DS game.
And it's the one that everyone's played.
And, you know,
9 is so much fun.
No, 9 is a very, very fun game. And I like it more than 4, I think. No. See, that's the thing. Is like 9 and 4 are pretty close for me.
Okay.
But... because I really like the story in 4, too.
Fuck, now I want a sub. God damn it.
You know what? I wouldn't. I am not concerned about the fact that about the remake trilogy of Dragon Quest games being remakes, because for so many people. This was the American debut. Well, it is the official. It's the first English localization of any of those. Well, not four.
Except four.
Yeah. Except four.
Yeah, but five and six. This is the first time that five has been officially released in America. It is, you know, an enhanced remake. It's not just a straight port. I'd say that for our market, it is an original enough product that it could stand on its own merits.
All right.
Yeah.
Then five stays at the top.
All right.
All right. Picross 3D faces Dragon Quest 9 and 5.
I think Dragon Quest wins that fight.
Yeah, I think 9 holds.
Yeah, I think Dragon Quest.
All right, then I guess. Oh, fuck. It's just Picross 3D and Owenden.
Wait, where did. Oh, what was Phoenix Wright versus?
Well, Owenden passed Phoenix Wright.
Yeah. Oh, because we're not going to go back and reorder.
Well, we might.
Okay.
We might. But.
Okay.
Fuck. Owenden versus Picross 3D.
I say Picross wins.
I still think Owenden.
I agree.
Picross is just it's a genius puzzle concept, and it is the ultimate expression of the long-standing Picross concept. I mean, bringing it into 3D has just it makes it more difficult to go back to 2D Picross games for me. And goddamn, it's satisfying to break those blocks. That's great.
You know, I'm pretty undecided, but I want to have the argument.
Yeah.
Like, as I really don't know. Like,
it's also a pretty 3D game. It looks sharp as hell on a DS screen. I don't know if they're using some kind of high resolution mode or what, but man, it looks sharp.
Well, it's just cubes that they're rendering, really.
Yeah.
Right.
I just Picross 3D is so like the quintessential like DS time waster.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as exciting as Owenden. It certainly has longevity and like it's so accessible and it's just such a great idea the way the whole thing works out and is executed and it's just super fun.
Now, as the both of you fellows on the Skype have played a lot of Guitar Hero and I think I can actually talk more on Darren for the hook of the improving Guitar Hero NAS. Like that's what I got a lot out of Owenden because I experted the shit out of all like both of those, every stage, everything. Mm-hmm. Like I played that game until I had everything.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Absolutely.
And that's so satisfying.
And I'm at the opposite end because I don't play music games like that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, racist.
I mean, that's...
You know what's great about Owenden? There's no fucking Rock Band equivalent. it's just the better of the two.
I mean, I agree with Tim. It's way more exciting. It was one of those games where... I mean, it's kind of unfair because I didn't really play Picross. But, I mean, to me, the way I argue this, when you're making a DS list, you know, you're saying Picross is a quintessential DS game. Well, to me, that's what Owenden is. I mean, it's using the stylus and the touchscreen much better than pretty much everything else on this list, in my opinion, except the sandwich.
You know what, Tim is so unsure about this, and even if he decided on Picross, it would still be we'd be deadlocked at a tie. So it sounds like Owenden is edging out Picross here.
I think so.
All right. Wow, this is crazy that this could be my top four, at least. Like, that was actually written down pretty close. Pretty close, anyways.
Would you put Owenden above any of these Dragon Quests?
I put number one.
I was about to say, Weiss, do you want to have a conversation about Cross 3D versus Ace Attorney?
Yeah, I put Ace Attorney above Picross, and that's ridiculous that those two should... And this is the thing... And
you two shouldn't fight. You're great friends.
Well, yeah, and I say this every list. Yeah. This is why lists are stupid, because it's the best... One of the best puzzle games ever made, and one of the best, you know, whatever the fuck you want to call Phoenix Wright as a genre... visual.
It's a Japanese style point and click adventure.
Point and click, yeah. So I, you know,
an investigative courtroom thriller,
right? Phoenix Wright has a goddamn story, and
And so this is pure game stuff. Gameplay versus narrative. I mean, it's gameplay versus narrative. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. The purity of Picross is hard to argue. Like, there is nothing that could be done to improve Picross. Whereas Ace Attorney, because it's a narrative and characters and dialogue, that's always going to be subjective. That's going to some people are going to be turned on, some people are going to be turned off.
No, I can't argue that.
Yeah, I'd leave Picross 3D above Ace Attorney.
I would be willing to to do that. I mean, that's that is a worthy top three right there.
I agree. I'm pretty indifferent on switching those two.
All right.
Now what's next?
Well, now Owenden faces the Ivory Tower of Dragon Quest.
I put Owenden above.
See, I would keep Dragon Quest 9 above Owenden.
Oh, is 9 and 5 still on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, okay. 5 and 9 are 1 and 2 right now.
Oh, okay.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. No, yeah. 9 I would put below the rest of this list except for 5. Mm-hmm. But
well, I mean, if we're just looking at Owenden versus 9, for me, right, 9
Owenden,
wins.
Owenden 2 versus 9.
Okay, Owenden for me.
I say Owenden 2.
Hmm.
Wow. I like how it utilizes the DS better.
It's addicting as fuck. I mean, I know 9 is as well.
Funny.
It's so goddamn unique.
Wow.
If I want to show somebody a DS game, I'd probably pop this one in. Who never played a DS? All
right, so Owenden and Dragon Quest V. Obviously, Weiss, you said Owenden.
I said Owenden, but it is a harder call.
Suddenly, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot harder.
Now we're getting into dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a tough one.
I know.
It's hard to put one over the other.
It really is.
I kind of feel comfortable with Dragon Quest V being at the tops, but I don't know. Like, when
I wouldn't
and
really like
tippity-tappity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Again, I'm just happy enough with these games that I wouldn't.
I mean, I paid a lot of money for Owenden 2.
I actually paid about the same for Owenden 2 and 5. I think they were both about 40.
Tim tried to buy me Dragon Quest V.
Fucking A.
he got fucked by eBay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, God. Oh. I don't know. I just... Oh,
yeah.
That's rough.
Right?
Dragon Quest V is such an all-time classic.
It really is.
Maybe this is like the GameCube list where, you know, either one could have been number one.
I don't know. I feel pretty comfy with Dragon Quest V on top.
Me too.
Bitch.
Okay. I feel if I switch them, I'd feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. Owenden 2 can be the power bottom. It's okay. All three of them.
And they would love it, and they would do that job so dutifully.
So is Picross a bear?
Boss.
All right. I guess we're done.
Yeah.
What's that looks like a list.
Like? All right.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Alpha Prime,
10 DS
Princess
games. number 10 is Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor. Number 9 is Dragon Quest Heroes Rocket Slime.
Woo!
Thank you. Such Dragon Quest in this top 10. Let me tell you, holy shit. Number 8 is Metroid Prime Pinball.
Yeah. I have a hard love for this game to the point where I had to get a DS Lite sized rumble pack for it.
Wow.
Exorcist next.
Number 7 is the Retro Game Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice.
Number six is Dragon Quest IV. Such mm-hmm. Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Your top five. Number five is Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Trials and Tribulations. Holding it down for the whole trilogy,
mm-hmm.
I guess one could say. The wonderful.
I would have put this one higher, but I don't know.
The wonderful, yeah. Man, such games.
Yep.
Number four is Picross 3D. Got to get another copy of that.
Me too.
Number three is Dragon Quest IX.
Right.
Which might be the last Dragon Quest that North America ever sees.
Right? What the that's depressing.
Once I realized that was happening and that we weren't actually getting the Dragon Quest VII remake, my heart sank.
Is that
so
official?
Far.
Official? Is that
they would have announced it by now?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like we're not getting it. It's not coming.
You know what's a bummer? That the DS version of
said.
The DS version of Ni No Kuni never came out here.
Right. Yeah, that was supposed.
That
to
was be. That was a level 5 RPG. Yeah, that you know.
Yeah. Number mm-hmm. two is Moiro Neketsu Rhythm Damashi O Statake Oenden 2.
Two.
Expertly pronounced.
No.
Next.
No, it wasn't.
I should have had that on the ready.
I had the feeling.
To actually play that as yeah. they yell it on the title screen.
Put it on the...
would be pretty high.
Yeah. Editing.
You should open the podcast with that song.
I honestly wasn't sure if there wouldn't be yeah. more of a battle between the Oendens as to which one was going to end up number one.
I was curious. Like,
of them.
We made a said, case.
It was just that one little thing that
yeah.
that's
skipping
all
the, well,
the wheel
skipping
too
the cutscenes
and the wheel.
I wasn't as adamant about the wheel, but it is a good argument.
Yeah. I dealt with it. My wrist.
Yeah.
But...
oh, I dealt with
circles scarring the center of my screen protector. Right?
Yeah.
And your number one game on the DS is Dragon Quest V. Hand of the Heavenly Bride.
Oh, I gotta get this game.
It is a really good game.
Like,
not
this
to build
point,
it up, but it's the best DS
yeah,
game.
Yeah. Like, playing, you know, Dragon Quest IV, Dragon Quest V, and thinking about, mm-hmm. like, playing those games and thinking about when they came out and actually made their impact, I was just like, man, they were, like,
yeah.
right there neck and neck with Final Fantasy in terms of, like, quality
yeah. mm-hmm.
and story and everything and fun and just, like, you know, we didn't get them. They just,
right.
you know, they cut us off at 4 over here and didn't see the series again until 7. It's like if we had gotten 5,
yeah.
like how much different would our
over.
Perspective of that series be if we had gotten yeah. Dragon Quest 5?
It's kind of funny because I never played, like, because I was late to the Final Fantasies too. So, like, none of these games I played mm-hmm. when they came out, but they're so good. It doesn't matter.
Timeless.
Yeah.
But you know what, though?
The
like,
relevance of that series for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, Final Fantasy VII was such a hit, I think, because it embraced that sort of future cyberpunk aesthetic. And I don't know how well received a, you know, classic medieval themed RPG would have been received anymore. You know, it may easily have, you know, Dragon Warrior 4 was already a hard sell because it was on the NES long after Super NES had launched. But even if we got a great translation, say, of the Super Famicom Dragon Quest V, where the American market was at that point, was that going to play?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, when Dragon Quest VII came out in Japan, it was criticized for not keeping up with what, Square was doing with its RPGs. That you had, you know, it was kind of a polygonal world, but the battles and the character models were all still sprites just on this polygonal world. And it was looked at as being very,
throwback
dated in its presentation. Yeah. Like, if Enix had chose to embrace polygons more.
And epic cutscenes and summons.
Well, I'm not even saying epic cutscenes, but Seven was a downer, I think, for the Japanese as well. Mm-hmm. It just was not keeping up with the technology. Though, at the same time, their first 3D one turned out pretty good. So, yeah, there you have it, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Dragon Quest.
Mm. I guess so.
Boy, who saw that coming, you know, before those remakes?
I know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I liked Dragon Warrior, but I never really, you know.
I didn't know how much I liked it.
Right. I don't even think I was, I had played Dragon Quest VIII at this point.
I had two.
So, like, yeah, I was primed to become a Dragon Quest fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fun that over the long 7-year active life cycle of this system, those Dragon Quest remakes didn't happen until what, 2008, 2009?
It was pretty late, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Something.
Mid-cycle. Six, I think the 6 remake was pretty late that it actually came out.
That was, that was 2011.
Yeah,
That was the year the 3DS launched.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's fun? Like, I guess it's a tangent, but, and I've thought back on it. If you want to think about just of the core series, how many of the games are quality, Dragon Quest has more than Final Fantasy.
It does.
Yeah.
It absolutely
does.
Yeah,
it's true.
A higher quality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Final Fantasy has those high highs, and Dragon Quest has some high highs too, but like the second tier isn't like that far of a step down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some that like are. Even, I don't know, Dragon Quest 1, for what it is, it's not hot garbage. Like, you can get through it pretty quick.
And 6, although it was disappointing after 4 and 5, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take it over, well, I don't know. I'd have to revisit the PlayStation Final Fantasies, but.
Yeah. But, well, you know, it's of that quality, but it's like, 4, 5, 9, 8 are just so freaking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
All right.
There you have it. Yeah. Play some damn Dragon Quest games. Write a letter to Nintendo. Get them to port more of those shits over here. God damn it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And Ghost Trick and Henry Hatsworth.
Yeah. I think I did read that Dragon Quest XI is actually going to be a single player experience and not this weird MMO thing that they did with 10. So
I remember reading that too.
God willing, we'll get that.
I know.
Ugh.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, folks. Let us know your thoughts on the Facebooks and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. Social media.
Thanks, Darren, for joining us.
Thank you, Darren, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Sweet. All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.